Hello, thanks for taking the time to listen to this tape. Your health professional knows the importance of understanding nutrient deficiencies and excesses that happen within the body. So much so that he or she has asked me to help educate you on these factors. My name is Doug Grant. I'm a nutritionist that works mainly in the world of teaching health professionals about nutrition and fitness so that they can better relate those systems and programs to their patients, and also working with professional athletes. Right now, my job is to help create nutritional plans and do blood work and all kinds of testing on professional athletes throughout the National Basketball Association, Olympic teams, and other professional sports to help them keep a good baseline of nutrient levels so they can perform at their best. For you, the patient, those things are also important so that your body can be in a state of what we call homeostasis or balance so that it can heal itself. Your health professional's importance of that. And today we're going to be talking about the understanding of nutrients. Is there really a need for you to take vitamins and minerals and nutrients into the body? Or is it just a fad? Or is it just hype? Or is there really reasons that we need to take a look at these things so that we can better improve our health and reach that pinnacle of optimal health that's possible? Well, I've been in an interesting position in the last few years as I've worked with doctors and professional athletes, people who are supposed to be the healthiest people on the planet. And in most cases, I've had to tell them point blank, you're off on the wrong road. I've had a few of them put up a little resistance at first, but as we've supplied them the research behind this information, they are more convinced as ever. I say that simply to encourage you to keep an open mind as you listen to this information. If you'll hear me out while I describe what the research shows and then try it out for yourself, I can promise and actually even guarantee that you'll have a clear map of the road you need to travel to be able to access optimal health. You may realize that you have a health challenge and that's why you're seeing your health professional, or you actually might figure out that you're pretty healthy. You just came in for a specific ailment. Or maybe what you're doing is really already enough, but your health professional knows that there is more, that you need to take responsibility for your own health, for your own nutritional intake, for the nutrients that you put into your body, because once you take responsibility, that will lead you down that road to really a level of vitality and energy that you've never had before. As your health professional gets you out of pain and helps you on your way, usually he'll only see you again when you're back in pain again. What we want you to realize is that if you take some precautionary measures, you might not have to see the health professional as much. You might be able to, with that new responsibility and education, you'll be able to go on and be able to help yourself from actually getting broken down in the first place. Ongoing nutritional support cannot be overemphasized. Studies prove that virtually every disease today is rooted in the fact that we don't take in the right kinds of nutrients, or that we don't get those nutrients broken down, assimilated, and metabolized. That's right, the leading killers, like heart disease, the number one killer today, stroke, diabetes, obesity, even things like fatigue and depression can all be traced to the fact that our current lifestyles and diets don't feed our cells. They become deficient and cause disease, or they get excess of the bad foods that actually toxify the system. This tape will explore some of the most important territory, that of specific supplementation. Now, as I mentioned at first, have you ever wondered if you really need to take supplements and nutrients into your body? If so, which ones should you take? And what form should they be in? I think all of us have asked that question. I know I have many times over the years. So me and my research team for the last 11 years have researched, what is it in North America today that's deficient in our bodies because of the lifestyle choices we make? In other words, with our basic diets and eating plans and exercise regimes in the United States today, can we find certain nutrients that are deficient, and can we replenish those nutrients in very specific forms that are bioavailable to the cells of our body so that on a daily basis, we could just take this basic nutrients, however many nutrients it is that we found, take these basic nutrients just to guarantee a baseline of health in our bodies. And then if we ever need any other supplementation, then we can go to our health professional or educate ourselves to know what to take in specific times, and we'll eventually go off those supplements that they're just things to be there for us so that we can go the nutritional route instead of having to go the drug route all the time. What I'll do during this tape is explain some of those confusing portions of the road that we go down many times to help you reach your destination. Nutritional supplements have become a multi-billion dollar industry, and it seems as if some people are trying to support that industry all by themselves, judging by the number of products they take. This tape will help you see how you can restore all the nutrients you need for health without having to invest in a truckload of supplements. In fact, you know, our health professionals' goal is to help you take fewer supplements. In other words, the more you're educated about lifestyle and the more you improve your lifestyle, the less supplements you need to take. And that is a great concept. When it comes to health, most people are actually on the wrong road. In the United States alone, over 2 million people die every year, not from old age, but from diseases that our Surgeon General has said are completely preventable with lifestyle improvements. So we're literally killing ourselves with the lifestyle choices we make on a daily basis. Though one of the richest nations in this world, malnutrition is rampant in the United States, and we know this from the Kellogg Report, one of the greatest reports ever done on nutrition. So the answer is not to make still another wrong turn by taking supplements that you don't need or would actually do you more harm. Instead, the route to optimal health is pretty straightforward. In fact, when it comes to supplementation, you may want to think of the highway to health as Route 5. Let's examine the five right turns you need to take to be able to understand supplementation. Number one, we want you to take the enzyme expressway. Cooked and processed foods are perhaps the single most detrimental deterrent to optimal health, according to great researchers like Dr. Weston Price and many others. That's a pretty bold statement when you consider the many health hazards that we deal with on a daily basis, but it's not an exaggeration. You take a detour off Route 5 every time you eat cooked and processed foods, which for most people is every time they eat a meal or a snack. Here's why. Enzymes are minute protein molecules that are found naturally in the foods we eat, in other words, raw foods. These protein molecules serve a vital purpose. They're catalysts that make possible the chemical reactions that break our food or digest our food down to usable, absorbable nutrients. Enzymes are the life force that's found in foods and then transferred to our bodies to keep every system functioning optimally. It's the little enzymes that help break the food down and actually ripen or rotten the food, so that when we eat it, it's broken down without our body doing all the work. Problems arise because most of the foods we eat are enzyme deficient. These little enzymes are destroyed when we cook food over 118 degrees. So virtually, any type of food preparation destroys the enzymes. Anytime you cook, microwave, fry, bake, grill, or otherwise process your foods, you subject yourself to the dangerous consequences of eating enzyme-deficient foods. Now, how bad is that really? And just what happens when you eat foods that are devoid of enzymes? Well, so much research has been done over the years to prove that enzyme-deficient foods lead to most of the diseases today. And eventually, as your body's stores of digestive enzymes are depleted because you're bringing in all these enzyme-deficient foods, you eventually become unable to digest certain foods at all. For example, if you were to use up your supply of lactase enzymes from eating enzyme-deficient milk products, you would become lactose intolerant. All lactose intolerance is eating all these pasteurized, homogenized dairy foods over the years that the enzyme lactase has been destroyed in. A lot of people understand lactose intolerance because a large portion of the United States, we are lactose intolerant. But if you take it a step further and look at it, what happens if you abuse sugar? And the latest statistics show that the average American consumes over 140 pounds of processed sugar a year. Because of that consumption and other foods that we eat that has processed or enzyme-deficient sugar in it, over the years, your body no longer has the enzymes to break down those sugars, and we get what? That's right, diabetes. Let's say we abuse fats, as we know most of us do in the United States today. And these fats are cooked fats, enzyme-deficient fats, if you would, until eventually the enzyme to digest in your fat, you digest fat in your body, is deficient. Then what do we get? Fat! We not only get fat, but we get the number one killer today, fat in the bloodstream that causes heart disease. So hopefully you can see the importance of enzymes and eating more raw foods that have the enzymes in them. And every time we abuse our enzyme bank account in our body by eating foods that are cooked and processed or enzyme deficient, we're aiding in our risk for getting these diseases. When it comes to the treatments that your doctor's giving you, by eating enzyme deficient foods, that's putting added stress on the body. Thus, making it so that those subluxations or other things that the doctor's trying to get rid of in your body to help ease your pain, actually, they're not going to hold as well as they should because your body's under stress and it will pull from those things and it won't allow the body to get into the state called homeostasis, which is a state where the body can heal itself. You know, when the body's resources are being commandeered to accomplish digestion, they're not readily available to do other things, such as warding off disease or delaying the age process or burning even stored body fat. Thus, eating cooked and processed foods can cause food allergies, make you overtired, and can even lead to frequent sickness, premature aging, the increased storage of body fat, as I mentioned, and countless other problems. Plainly, it's not a good thing to be using enzymes to accomplish digestion that are supposed to regulate the heart, lung, or kidneys instead. In other words, your body's using its own metabolic enzymes that are supposed to be used for other things to try to help with digestion. But that's exactly what happens. The body places a priority on digestion and goes to great lengths to do whatever is necessary to make sure the foods are broken down properly and assimilated. You know, a great doctor, Dr. Edward Howe, who was a pioneer who studied enzyme nutrition for over 50 years, wrote that humans eating an enzymeless diet, in other words, cooked and processed diet, use up a tremendous amount of their enzyme potential in lavish secretions of the pancreas and other digestive organs. The result is a shortened lifespan, 65 years or less compared to over 100 or more, illness and lowered resistance to stresses of all types of physiological and environmental causes. So we can see the importance of this. And, you know, many people who take an enzyme supplement notice that they're not lethargic as they used to be or sleepy after the meals. The discomfort of indigestion is gone, and for many, food allergies disappear. Enzyme supplementation has been shown to alleviate mild and even severe or chronic digestive disorders. Many people who may not have noticeable digestive problems at first understand the benefits of enzymes. They take the enzyme supplements as a way to ward off the aging process and bolster the immune system and protect themselves from the incredible toll cooked and processed foods can place on the body. So you can see that when it comes to understanding the nutrients we must add back to our body, enzymes are probably the most important. Taking an enzyme supplement helps the body in yet another way. Not only does a complete pure plant enzyme supplement help break foods down, they also assist with the absorption and delivery of vitamins and minerals, making them readily available for the use in the body. So now that you understand the dangers of enzyme depletion, the first of the five nutrients that we found we need to add back on a daily basis, it's now up to you to get off the downhill road and make progress down Route 5, the highway to health, by opting for enzyme supplementation. Choose to be free of indigestion and chronic digestive problems, to preserve your enzyme stores for important metabolic function, and to promote optimum nutrient absorption and fat metabolism. So when you eat cooked and processed foods, it's very simple. You made the choice to take the enzymes out of the food. You make the choice to add back the enzymes when you eat these cooked and processed food. And you won't have to take as many of the plant enzymes if you eat more raw food. And that's really the number one thing we should try to do, is to eat more raw food, but at least be responsible when we don't. Now let's go to number two. Proceed down what we call the probiotic parkway. And now the next nutrient necessity is probiotics. This is a section of the route to health that many people have never really traversed before. Most of us are unfamiliar with the benefits of probiotics and the danger we put ourselves in when we fail to take advantage of those benefits. So what are probiotics and why the need? Antibiotics have been used for a number of years to fight infections and ward off harmful bacteria. Antibiotic means against or opposed to life. Probiotics, on the other hand, means promoting or favoring life. Probiotics are living organisms, also known as friendly bacteria or flora. These little bacteria colonize and flourish in the healthy intestine. These friendly bacteria are vital to health and to the proper functioning of the intestinal tract. In fact, the healthy intestine contains approximately 3 pounds of friendly flora. Now, these bacteria strains function as a backup to our body's immune system. They promote health by secreting antibiotic-like substances that go out and they actually help destroy the bad bacteria like Salmonella and E. coli and other, you know, harmful foodborne bacteria that come in because of our diet. When the intestines is flourishing with friendly bacteria, there's actually no room for the harmful disease-causing strains to implant and grow. It's actually much like a parking lot, that if we have 3 pounds of friendly bacteria filling all the parking places in that parking lot in our intestines, every time we eat, breathe, or drink, these bad bacteria, and they come in, they have no place to park, and they have to go out the other end. Unfortunately, this is another area that has been generally dealt with in a way that has further kind of exaggerated the problem rather than addressing it. Consider the problem. As stated above, the healthy intestines require the presence of friendly bacteria. However, common dietary and lifestyle factors destroy those bacteria. Stress, with daily pressures of family life, work, and finances that seem to be a fact of most of our lives, is to blame for much of the probiotic depletion, but also things like carbonated drinks, anti-inflammatories, aspirin, things like that, ibuprofen, lack of sleep, laxatives, birth control pills, all destroy these friendly bacteria in our body. Now, studies show that most North Americans have less than half the amount of flora needed for optimal health. So as this friendly bowel flora is depleted, the body is subject to numerous diseases, including colitis, diabetes, meningitis, rheumatoid arthritis, thyroid problems, even bowel cancer. A deficiency in friendly bacteria can bring on a host of additional problems associated because of this bowel toxicity. Now, following the route that depletes probiotics has taken thousands of people further and further away from optimal health and actually made it so it takes longer for you to heal as you visit your doctor. The results have been staggering. Infectious diseases that once we considered to be under control reemerged with just a major force because people are taking antibiotics to hopefully destroy some of the bad bacteria, but it's also destroying the friendly bacteria. And ladies, those of you listening to this tape can understand this probably better than us men, because have you ever gone in and got a prescription for an antibiotic, and then a few weeks later you've gone back for a prescription for what? And that's right, because of a yeast infection. Because the antibiotic destroyed all of the bacteria, the good and the bad, and the yeast came to play. We must add back the friendly bacteria on a daily basis. In fact, new research shows that if you take friendly bacteria, even if you do end up ever taking an antibiotic, if you take it during that and at the end, that you will not have the side effects that antibiotics give, that you won't have to put up with the infestation of the yeast and the other factors because you're filling up that parking lot with the friendly bacteria. In fact, a study was just done with pregnant women and shown to find out that the babies born from the women that took the friendly bacteria during their pregnancy actually had less problems with skin problems, eczema, and allergies than the group that didn't. So we know the extreme importance of friendly bacteria. As these friendly flora grow and fill in the spaces, there are going to be no vacancies left for the bad bacteria to implant. So you must choose to protect yourself from toxins and harmful bacteria and the resulting infections that are caused from destroying this friendly bacteria. You know that we're the only country besides Canada in the world that don't eat foods that have friendly bacteria in them, or what we call fermented foods. Think about it. In Japan, they eat a lot of miso soup. In Korea, we know we were just there recently, they eat a lot of kimchi. Germany, sauerkraut. These countries understand the importance of eating foods that have friendly bacteria in them. But in the United States today, we eat very little foods that are fermented and have the friendly bacteria. That's why it's actually number two, as our five needs are concerned to replenish on a daily basis. So with the factors of constant stress, overuse of prescription antibiotics, and antibiotics in our foods, flora supplementation is really the only way to ensure optimal bacteria balance. Remember, probiotic supplementation is particularly important if you are under stress. Your flora supply should also be restored through supplementation if you've recently taken antibiotics or planning for or recovering from surgery. Flora supplementation can be particularly beneficial for individuals who are lactose intolerant or know that they're intolerant to certain foods. Also, anyone who is frequently sick, has recently been exposed to an infectious disease, or is experiencing symptoms of some type of bowel toxicity, these all will find much benefit from supplementing back-friendly bacteria. So don't veer off this section of the Highway to Health simply because it's the section that's not talked about very much. Make a choice to improve and protect your immune system from the ravages of these factors by taking in friendly bacteria on a daily basis. And one of the exciting things about this is that you don't need to take much. Just a little bit of the friendly bacteria that gets into the intestines actually colonize in extreme amounts. So let's move to the number three nutrient deficiency that we must add back on a daily basis to help with your recovery and in your search to reach optimal health. Number three, veer toward health on the vitamin boulevard. By taking enzymes and flora, you'll make significant progress down Route 5. the highway to health. But what about the more traditional nutrients that you've always heard about? What about vitamins and minerals? Was your mother right when she told you to eat your vegetables to get these nutrients? A U.S. Department of Agricultural study substantiates what your mother may have advocated. It found that most Americans are getting well below the recommended daily allowance for most vitamins. Another survey showed that 97% of Americans have some sort of nutritional deficiency. So where's all the nutrition gone? Well, it's gone mainly to the processing of the hybrids, of not rotating the crops, of the pesticides. The research is just overwhelming. Now, you may think that you can get along just fine with a minor nutrient deficiency. I mean, it's okay if we're just deficient in a few things, right? Well, think again. Minor deficiencies manifest themselves first as something as seemingly insignificant. Your hair may lose its sheen, your fingernails may have ridges, or your lips may crack. You may bruise easily, or you may feel unusually sluggish in the afternoon. Soon, however, those minor deficiencies can develop into major problems. Even people who understand the need for vitamin supplementation many times fail to comprehend the subtle but significant difference between the types of vitamins that are out there today, mainly the difference between whole food vitamins and synthetic vitamins. In order for the vitamin, in other words, the key, to be of any use in the body, it must be absorbed into the cells, and it must be done that in an organic way so that it has what we call a right-hand spin. In other words, an organic spin to it. The fitting of the missing keys into their tiny slots in your biochemistry takes place within the trillions of cells that make up your body. Unfortunately, if you were to take one of these many commercially produced vitamins on the market, you could still be malnourished, simply because the vitamins in these supplements are only fractions of the complete key, and thus are not usable on the cellular level. In actuality, synthetic or chemically purified substances that are labeled and sold as vitamins are not really vitamins at all. Now, this might come to a shock to a lot of you, because most of the time, those of you that take vitamins, you think, oh, I'm doing this and it benefits my health. But these synthetics that most of us are taking are only fragments of the key that the body needs. These fractionated, incomplete forms of so-called vitamins becomes an actual non-food in the body, and rather than nourishing the body, it acts like a drug. Synthetic vitamins are unrecognizable in the body. In fact, they don't fit into any keyholes and help with overall health and getting the body into balance. Whole food vitamins, on the other hand, are alive. They're moving, functional composites that contain all of the cofactors necessary to perform their role within the body. Let's give you an example. Synthetic vitamins have the exact opposite effect than what you would think they should have. For example, if you look on the label of your vitamin, they say vitamin E, and it says alpha tocopherol, that's only a portion of the complete vitamin E complex. It's a synthetic, and it loses up to 90% of its potency or function. In essence, it's no longer vitamin E. It's only a fraction. You must have what we joke around with as the rest of the sorority, the beta, the gamma, and delta tocopherols. You can't take and make in the lab an organic vitamin, or take only a fraction of that vitamin out of the food and then call it a natural vitamin. It is not. It's only a fraction, and the research shows it actually causes much damage to the body. And a great example of that is a new study that was done in Los Angeles, California. It was published March 3rd of the year 2001. And what they found was that people that take over 500 milligrams of vitamin C a day, and I want you to ask yourself, do you take 500 milligrams of vitamin C a day? According to this study, almost every single person that takes vitamin C takes it in the form of ascorbic acid, which is only a part of vitamin C. They found that people that took over 500 milligrams a day actually had 2.5 times thicker arterial wall buildup than the group that did not. In other words, this synthetic, only fractionated part of vitamin C actually caused more harm than it did good. Now, a lot of people are out there like, well, gosh, I shouldn't take anything then. And that's not true. If you will take your vitamins in the form of whole foods, in other words, on the label, when it says vitamin C, if it says ascorbic acid, there's no ascorbic acid plant. If it says bioflavonoid, there's no bioflavonoid tree, that you know that it's synthetic. That on the label, it should say next to vitamin C, green peppers or acerola cherry, something that you know is straight from nature, and that the company has only pulled the water and fiber out of it. In addition to improper function and ability to perform a role in the body, fractionated vitamins stimulate nerve activity and increase blood sugar pickup, a drug-like reaction. These vitamins forms are rushed through the body for elimination, which may cause a temporary euphoric feeling, but doesn't encourage repair or regeneration. So what we want you to do is to hold out for whole food vitamins. You can now make an informed decision that will allow you to have the benefits and balance of bounteous reserves of whole food vitamins in the body. Supplement your diet with a whole food vitamin source to steer clear of the minor vitamin deficiencies that can result in major problems. By restoring your critical vitamin balance, you'll notice that your skin, hair, and nails are healthier. You won't have constant mood swings, and you'll no longer crumble under the daily stresses you have to face. Vitamin balance can help you experience advantages of increased energy, greater mental clarity, and fewer aches and pains. Since whole food vitamins support the body's natural healing processes, every illness or disease responds more favorably if the right kind of vitamins are available to the body. In other words, as your doctor performs his treatments, you'll be able to respond much greater by making sure your vitamin stores are proper and that they are whole food vitamins. This is an area where too many people try to take a shortcut. They reach for a one-a-day type vitamin thinking they are doing themselves a favor and don't realize they're heading for treacherous territory. Still sick and tired, they wonder what's wrong, thinking to themselves, "But I take my vitamins." Don't fall by the wayside with this way of thinking. Add back what's missing due to current lifestyle and environmental factors by taking whole food vitamins so that you can experience the added benefits of health. Number 4 of our Highway to Health program is to understand that we shouldn't miss out on what we call the mineral mile. You know, minerals have drawn a great deal of attention over the years, but almost as an afterthought, just a nice addition to our daily dose of vitamins, mineral supplementation finally has come into its own. Mineral experts and proponents of mineral supplementation remind us, lacking vitamins, the system can make some use of the minerals, but lacking minerals, the vitamins are often useless. While our bodies can manufacture some of the vitamins we need, they must rely completely on outside sources for an adequate supply of minerals. Now, minerals are essentially tiny rocks found in the soil. Minerals are inorganic and then taken up into the plants. And inside the plants, they become organic. The plant binds amino acids to each side of those rocks. Once the plant binds amino acids to those rocks, they are now organic. And then we come along as humans and eat those plants, getting those chelated or organically bound minerals absorbed into the body. So, you know, I got to welcome you to what may very well be the most controversial section of the Highway to Health. In fact, many people think this section of Route 5 is still under construction because there seems to be so many twists and turns that, might cause you to go off the wrong way. Here, you'll have to watch the map carefully to stay on the right road so that you can sort fact from fiction. The refining and processing of foods greatly lowers the amount of minerals we get in our daily diet today. I mean, the refining of raw cane sugar removes 89% of the manganese, 98% of the zinc and copper and magnesium. White flour, one of the most detrimental foods on the planet today, removes 86% of the manganese, 76% of the iron, 78% of the zinc. And what's interesting is when they go to add these back, when it says that it's fortified or enriched, they're adding back the minerals in this rock form, the inorganic form, that has very poor absorption into the body. Many people have taken this fork in the road, even though everything but the kitchen sink and the more minerals we can supplement, the better approach has been taken. In fact, that approach is very erroneous and dangerous. What we must understand that if we don't take in the minerals in the form that they're supposed to be in, the organic chelated, and what chelate means is claw, so the organic clawed onto by amino acid form, then actually can cause more harm than good. So rather than supplementing minerals based on hearsay and twisted rationale, why not take a look at what research and logic clearly prove? As noted above, research shows that there are only 17 minerals that are essential for health. Of that 17, there's only 3 that are prevalent enough in the typical American diet to be taken out. So the others, however, must be supplemented back. It must be supplemented in a form the body can assimilate. So there's 14 minerals out of all the minerals that we should be taking into our body, but yet you see all these supplements out there with 30, 40, 70, 90 minerals in them that are really just toxic and actually cause more problems to the body. So when you see your minerals and it says they're from calcium ascorbate or oxalate or sulfate or magnesium in the form of the same, the sulfates and that, then you know that what's happening is that these are bound or chelated to things that are not organic. They're not being chelated like the plants do them. You want to make sure that after the name of the mineral, it says that it is amino acid bound or amino acid chelated. So it should say calcium amino acid chelated, not calcium carbonate or citrate or hydroxyapatite. All these are very poorly absorbed forms of minerals, but yet they're the most sold form on the market today. Taking non-amino acid chelated minerals puts additional strain on the body since the body attempts to supply the necessary amino acids required for the chelation process. In other words, the body will attempt to chelate the minerals itself, but this overtaxes the system and robs amino acids that should be used for other processes. So we really want you to stay on the road to health by choosing to ignore the many false claims about minerals and rely only on minerals that are bound to amino acids. They're the most researched, peer-reviewed, proven, and safest form of minerals there are because they are organic as they come from nature. These are the same minerals that are found in foods. So traveling down the mineral mile without beginning to be dissuaded by the false claims along the way may seem tricky at first. The false billboards and road signs have been so skillfully crafted that they look almost real. It's my job in the professional sports today in the NBA and with the thousands of doctors that we train across the world to help them understand these important concepts because it's very easy to go down the wrong pathway. So all you need to do is remember the simple facts of nature. First, remember that we each desperately need these little rocks that make up such a minute amount of our total makeup. Without them, without the tiny amounts of few minerals that have been labeled essential, health is impossible. Also remember that because of current lifestyle and environmental factors, these minerals are in short supply, necessitating supplementation. Last, in selecting a mineral supplement, don't forget that the most natural and therefore the most readily absorbable and most effective minerals are those that are chelated or bound with amino acids. So you can cruise down mineral mile in a healthy style simply by ignoring the false, albeit flashy, marketing ploys and sticking to the type of minerals that nature and research prove to be the best. The fifth and final marker on our road on the Route 5 is really the added benefits on Antioxidant Avenue. Now, it's probably the most recent addition to the Highway to Health because other areas that we've discussed thus far, the enzymes, the probiotics, the vitamins, and the minerals, have been studied for decades. The group of nutrients known as antioxidants are relatively new kids on the block. To understand their importance requires a little bit of an understanding about another term called free radicals. Sounds almost like a bunch of rowdy teenagers, doesn't it? And there may very well be some similarities when you consider the havoc free radicals cause. Free radicals are highly reactive molecules that are caused from environmental toxins, electronic devices, sunlight, pesticides, chemicals, free radicals, and also when you're sick or in pain, much like most of you are listening to this tape are that are visiting your healthcare professional. Now, these free radicals get in the body and they attack the stable, healthy cells of the body. They look for an electron that they're missing. And the healthy cells of our bodies are subjected to over 10,000 hits each day. So each cell in our body, and we have trillions of them, are hit over 10,000 hits a day from free radicals, according to some of the greatest experts in the field. As these cells are bombarded, the cell lining becomes weak, allowing disease to set in, which leads to premature degeneration. Now, this constant weakening process, known as oxidation, has been linked to a number of diseases, including Alzheimer's disease, cancer, stroke, atherosclerosis, cataracts, and so on. Free radical damage has also been linked to joint pain, shortness of breath, eye strain, excess bruising, and age spots, which are dealt with many times in the clinical setting. The body does have the capability to keep these free radicals in check, but because of the abuse we have and have given the body, most of the time it's severely depleted. So in order to stop the damaging effects of these free radicals, the oxidizing effects in the body, we need things called antioxidants, things that stop the oxidizing. Now, what are antioxidants? Antioxidants actually consist of a lot of the whole food vitamins and nutrients that we've already discussed, but it's important to understand that we need added amounts of these in order to fight off this serious free radical situation that's going on, the oxidizing of the body. Let me give an example of some of these antioxidants that are used and the research has proven to help neutralize free radicals. Probably the most famous are things called ACEs, vitamins A, C, E, and the mineral selenium, and they're extremely beneficial to fight these free radicals. Also, a lot of you maybe heard of things like grape seed or pycnogenol or pine bark. These are all extremely potent and powerful free radical fighters that should be in your antioxidant formula that you take on a daily basis. The body also has its mechanism called superoxide dismutase, or SOD, that it uses to help fight these free radicals. And we must boost the body's own ability to fight those also. So what we want to do is don't give free radicals free rein, allowing them to leave their wake of damaged cells, degeneration, and disease. By choosing to ride down Antioxidant Avenue, you can have one more of the many advantages available along the highway to health. You can fight back against free radicals and the 80 different diseases that have been linked to their ravages. Take a multifaceted approach of supplying your body with the finest antioxidant ingredients available, including vitamins A, C, E, selenium, proanthocyanidins from grape seed extract, pine bark, those types of things. And even more importantly, become a better free radical fighter on your own by warding off the free radical damage by supplying your body with the precursors necessary to create more of its own SOD, its own powerful antioxidant within the body. Don't allow your health to fall victim to the prevalence of environmental toxins and the natural stresses of life. Give your health a hand by boosting its free radical fighting forces. So really, here's a vehicle to get you there. We've talked about this map and the explanation of the terrain along Route 5, the highway to health. It makes this journey much easier to plot now that we have the research and the information. Let's go over the five factors once again that we need to add back on a daily basis so that we can have balance in the body. Our body can heal properly and we have the energy and vitality that we deserve. Number one, enzymes that are unavailable because of our overcooked and overprocessed diet. Probiotics that are depleted by stress, our poor diets, a prevalence of antibiotic abuse, and you know, things that are causing our immune system to actually be compromised. Number three, our food sources sadly devoid of vitamins, and those of us that have been taking synthetic vitamins, we need whole food vitamins to be added back on a daily basis. Four, although we need a minute amount of minerals, we need to make sure that we add back the patented organic amino acid chelated minerals on a daily basis instead of the synthetics that most people take. And fifth, make sure our antioxidant levels are up by taking in additional antioxidants. So to reach optimal health, there's simply no choice but to take Route 5, the highway to health, in order to provide the body with what it needs. However, having this information doesn't necessarily make it easy. What your health professional has done has made available to you two products. One's called Optimal One Digestion Formula that contains the optimal blend of the plant enzymes to meet the need created by the overabundance of enzyme-deficient cooked and processed foods. Also, it contains the friendly probiotics or friendly bacteria in a special stabilized form so they can get in, actually implant, and colonize in the intestines so that when the bad bacteria comes in, they have to go out the other end. That's Optimal One Digestion. What you do is you just take it whenever you eat cooked or processed food. If you're eating more raw food, then you're going to take very little of it. But when we eat food and we choose to take the enzymes out of the food because of the cooking, be responsible and add back Optimal One Digestion when you do eat the cooked and processed food. On an average, you take one with each meal so that a bottle will last you a month. Optimal 2 is the vitamin mineral antioxidant formula. This assists the body by giving it whole food vitamins, patented amino acid chelated minerals, and added antioxidants with the SOD precursors to handle the other three needs of the highway to health. So with two formulas, you're able to take in all five of the nutrients. And many people ask, well, then I throw away all my other vitamins and supplements? Yes, you can, as long as the supplements you're taking are what you take on a daily basis. In other words, your basic multivitamins and minerals and any other digestion formula you're taking, you can get rid of and save your money and just take these extremely powerful, potent formulas that are sold only to healthcare professionals across the United States and to professional athletes. These formulas make it very simple for you to be able to get on the highway to health and add back those five nutrients. And there's one other important factor here. Myself, as a nutritionist, and your healthcare professional wants you to take as little of these products as possible. That's right, as little as possible. We know that as you improve your lifestyle, you'll be able to reduce your dosage of supplements down, and that's what is most important for your health. Along with these products, make sure you request your copy of the book Optimal Fitness. This is a book that has been written specifically for you to help teach you the importance of proper nutrition, that tells you what to eat when you go out to eat fast food and at restaurants, and just educates you so that you can just make wiser choices. And if you just make some wiser choices when you eat, you're going to have profound differences that happen within your body and make it so that you need a lot less supplementation in your diet and in your lifestyle today. So please remember, be responsible for your own health. The research shows that there's only 5 nutrients we need to add back on a daily basis for basic balance in the body. Get those 5 by taking Optimal 1 Digestion and Optimal 2 Vitamin Mineral today. Ask your health professional how to get it and get started on the highway to health. Also, ask if there's specific testing you can do to find out any other nutrient deficiencies or excesses that might be keeping you from actually reaching optimal health. In doing that, you can keep in the scientific world of knowing exactly what you need to take away all the hype, and really get to a point where your body has the utmost in vitality and energy so that we can live a long, healthy life. And as you do that, share that with other people so that they know your health professional is one committed to true health forever. Thanks for taking this time to listen to this tape, and good luck on your highway to health.